Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Dusky v. United States. This was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1960. The question before the court today was, is basic knowledge about the charges enough to be competent to stand trial? The defendant in this case, Milton Dusky, was a 33-year-old male who was charged with abducting and raping a teenage girl along with two co-defendants. The defense raised the issue of competency, and Mr. Dusky was hospitalized for 4 months for evaluation. A pre-trial forensic evaluation rendered a diagnosis of schizophrenic reaction, chronic undifferentiated type, and a separate forensic evaluation stated that Mr. Dusky could not properly assist counsel due to suspicious thoughts, including a belief that he was being framed. An expert testified that Mr. Dusky was unable to properly assist in his own defense due to suspicions, confused thinking, and an inability to interpret reality from unreality. Despite these concerns, the trial court noted that Mr. Dusky was oriented and based on the limited evidence presented that he was able to assist counsel. Mr. Dusky was convicted of rape and appealed to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, which affirmed the trial court. They then entered cert for the Supreme Court of the United States, which was granted. The Supreme Court reversed and remanded. They instructed that the appropriate test for competence to stand trial was whether the accused has sufficient present ability to consult with his lawyer with a reasonable degree of rational understanding and whether he has a rational as well as factual understanding of the proceedings against him. In addition, the Supreme Court noted that a defendant is not competent merely because they are oriented to time and place and has some recollection of the event. This was the judicial standard for competency for many years. However, it was later superseded in federal cases due to the Insanity Defense Reform Act of 1984. In summary, Dusky v. United States Supreme Court 1960 established the guidelines for competency to stand trial in which the defendant must have ability to assist their counsel, as well as a rational and factual understanding of the proceedings against them.